This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. I bet you're glad that our 2023 annual convention is done and dusted, because it means that I will not be bending your ears about it for a while now. Anyway, I'm not going to let you off that easily, as I must pass on that it appears to have been yet another great success. No complaints heard, but quite a few expressing how much they enjoyed the weekend. The fox hunting had some minor glitches because of equipment failure, but I haven't heard of any teams getting bogged to the floorboards this year. The convention itself went off well, with the usual catching up with old friends or meeting new ones. The traders were happy, and the dinner was another rip-snorter again this year. If you are now wishing that you'd come along, make sure that you catch next year's. Because it's a long weekend convention, attendees have the Saturday to come to the mount in a leisurely fashion and have a look around. Attend the convention on the Sunday, and then spend Monday having more of a look around before heading home. All very civilised. No doubt we'll hold a few post-mortems to work out what we might be able to do better next time. Our full attention will now turn to the projects that we let go in order to ensure that the convention ran like clockwork. We have a few things on the go, as I have hinted in past updates. Thanks to a heartless corporate giant which booted our antennas from the big tower that they were perched on for many years, our repeater network no longer has quite the excellent coverage that it once enjoyed. This is a constant source of frustration for our dedicated repeater team, and they are constantly searching for ways to regain the lost coverage. It has proved to be a big challenge, but we are hopeful that some of our antennas may be promoted to a better spot on the tower where they currently sit because of a possible commercial antenna becoming redundant. Fingers crossed. Oh, the joys of the repeater gurus who always seem to have something thrown at them to upset their busy lives. We are certainly very grateful to our capable and dedicated little team. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now I hope you didn't miss me too much last week, but I went down to the South East Radio Group convention at Mount Gambier, and I had a great time down there. It was a very excellent weekend, as well as looking around at some of the local sites and going to museums and whatnot. The convention itself was very well done. Lots of used gear for sale, and plenty of people to talk to about amateur radio. And of course, as usual, the organisers put on a very excellent meal on the Sunday night. So thanks to everybody involved down there at Mount Gambier. I'll certainly be back again next year. And speaking of excellent meals, the Fifth Friday lunch is on this month, and it will be on Friday the 30th of June, and it's going to be at the Clovercrest Hotel, which is at 450 Montague Road, Montbury North. So get there about 12:30 and prepare to have a good feast and a good chat with everybody. So thank you very much to Pat Storr for organising this event this time. And, like I said, it'll be at the Clovercrest Hotel, 12:30 p.m. on Friday the 30th of June. And the Wednesday Coffee Club is back to normal now. All the renovations have been done, and we're back in our usual spot. So come along on Wednesday and have a cup of coffee and a good chat. And it's a very relaxing morning. And next Friday, the 23rd of June, will be a meeting at the Modbury West Community Hall. And we're going to have a talk that night by Lou, VK5FLY, and Phil, VK5PKN, and they'll be giving us all the lowdown on YSEN. We'll be able to hear all of the work that they do in emergency services and also helping out with a lot of various sporting events. So that's next Friday, the 23rd of June, for a talk about Wison. So get to the hall about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And yes, it should be a very good night. And of course, Brian, VK5VI, and his minions are still working away at getting the repeater, VK5RHO, up to a premium standard. And it's still running as a temporary operation, but it's going to be worked on and finished, so that it'll be better than ever in the near future. So thanks very much, Brian, to you and all your workers for the efforts that you've put in restoring the Houghton repeater. Well, that's all for this week. I hope everybody's staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5, KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. A very successful monthly general meeting was held on Thursday evening, which started with the usual general business and then went into a very interesting presentation on antenna principles by Mike, VK5ZC, and rounded out with the presentation of life membership badges to our hard-working and much-valued members, Lloyd Butler, VK5BR, Hans Smith, VK5YX, Jeff Taylor, VK5TY, posthumously, and Christine Taylor, VK5CTY, Jim Tregellis, VK5TR, and Barry Williams, VK5BW. Supper and a chat with this wonderful group concluded the evening. It was a real privilege to have Lloyd attend and chat to so many old colleagues. The next Saturday tech session on the 1st of July at 10 a.m. will feature a presentation from Paul, VK5PH, on CW Renaissance, a practical approach, where he'll show us some tips, tricks, techniques and tools for learning and starting to use CW and Morse code. Those who know Paul understand how passionate he is about CW and using it on air. A session not to be missed. Don't forget that if you want to reserve a table at the AHARS public buy and sell on Saturday the 15th of July, you need to drop an email to VK5JB at jeffb.100@bigpond.com. That is golf echo oscar foxtrot foxtrot bravo .100@bigpond.com. He will get back to you and confirm your booking. Payment will be made on the day at the venue. I believe that we have about 20 tables already booked, so please let everybody know that there are still a few tables available so they don't miss out. We still need helpers on the day and are looking for members to put up their hand and give us an hour of their time to help set up, pack up, or even just man the AHARS tables to give others a bit of a break. Please drop Jeff, VK5JB, an email at jeffb.100@bigpond.com. Please see the flyer attached to the email. We've been asked to post the information for our regular weekly nets, so here it is. Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 14700 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recent licensed people to join in and overcome the jitters of being on air. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in. The Boat Anchor Net, get it right, John. Conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you have 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the ANZA, Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It is a list net and one has to wait one's turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those wanting to work towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers every Thursday, which is Ladies' Day. It would be fantastic if other YLs could join in, especially on these days. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all our members. And that's all now from me, so keep looking at the emails and listening to the Sunday broadcast, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHAS for this week.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.